Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Guys, it happened again. WWE had a mass load of releases. So let's get talking about it. I am Luke Owen, D-A-D. I'm joined by the hardest working person in all of sports infotainment. Team Danuk, right again. She don't like butts. And she's also feuding with Kate Hensler, apparently, because she's hotter than her. It's Denise Salcedo. How's it going, Denise?
I know that feud like started and died in the same week because it's just too pointless. It's too pointless. And then the other thing that I was going to say is I can't believe the butt stuff is still going.
I think it's very funny that you don't like butts.
I don't like butts. If I could go without a butt, I would, you know?
Why don't you like butts?
I just think butts are too, like, personal, you know? Like, I hate butts. I hate butt cracks. I just think they're uncomfortable.
But we are not just, it's not just the two of us today. We are joined by Alex, Queen of the Ring. I actually got a text message here, Alex, before I ask you my first question. It's from Ollie, who just says, can you remind Alex that I am cuter than her and I also beat her in fantasy booking warfare?
Listen, my Discord pointed this out. All of my predictions came true. All of my Daniel Bryan predictions came true. They fought, Daniel Bryan fought Kenny Omega on TV. He pulled out the cattle mutilation. So I think everyone knows I am the true winner, but I'm also the cutest wrestling personality ever. So.
Well, of course, absolutely. we literally did a poll and you won. And also, I mean, but before we get into it, do you like butts?
And they do not lie.
That's a terrible question, Luke. A terrible question.
I just feel like I think if I'm going to do an interview show, that's going to be my first question every single time now. It's the Denise Salcedo question. Do you like
butts? Are you bringing out your inner Howard Stern again? We all know you have your inner Howard Stern.
He's asking the hard questions, right?
Yeah, poor Alex. She's a guest on the show. You blast her. You put her on spot. I mean, that's just mean.
Jeez, Luke.
I apologize. It's very early in the morning. For you, it's the middle of the afternoon for me. I'm tired myself, though. But anyway, do you know what? Let's talk about the big news of this week. So I'm going to read you a quote here directly from The Observer. Right after a quarterly report that was nothing but optimistic about WWE financials for the future, where financial guidance for the year was increased due to the return to house shows, which are now profitable, and the recent Saudi Arabia show, WWE released 18 wrestlers. The company announced for quarter three revenues $255.8 million and $43.4 million in profits. Same quarter last year did $221.5 million in revenue and $48 million in profits. Reason why profit is slightly down compared to the previous quarter is because Raw and SmackDown are now live again and they're touring and they're not at the Performance Center, which was dirt cheap for them to be making. Consumer product revenue is up because they're selling t-shirts at events. TV rights are up. Ticket sales are obviously also up as well. With that said, 18 names were released. Those names were Keith Lee, Mia Yim, Eva Marie, Nia Jax, Karrion Kross, Scarlett Bordeaux, Grand Metalik, Lindsay Dorado, Harry Smith, B-Fab, Ember Moon, Frankie Monet, Jesse Kamea, Katrina Cortez, Jeet Rama, Oney Lorcan, Trey Baxter, and Zayda Ramira. Denise Salcedo. What did you make of the news?
Well, first and foremost, I need to bully you for a second, Luke, because while you were reading that quote, you said prop, you said proptable or something like that. You forgot to pronounce the F, profitable. So I just wanted to call you out on that, Luke.
What did I do?
You said prodable or something.
Yeah, you did say that. Yeah, you did say that.
I'm operating on small scale. Let's not be picking up on me being terrible at talking.
It's like 3, 4 p.m. your time. What's your excuse?
I've got a 6-week-old kid. He's like,
no, that is not an excuse. Do not blame this on your child. Luke, I expected better.
I am not blaming the child. I'm just saying I do not have a lot of sleep because of said child.
So here's my question. Are we going to go through everybody, like in terms of everybody, or do you just want to like pick and point some people? Because I feel like I got a lot to say about each person.
Oh, absolutely.
So maybe we should go through person by person, right?
Well, let's do it. So let's start off with the big one, Keith Lee.
All right. Here's the thing too. I don't even know if that's necessarily the biggest one. And that's because there's a lot of surprising names on here. But in terms of Keith Lee, I think the general thing that you're going to hear me say a lot in this show for a lot of these people is that a lot of these people really got royally screwed in the sense that they didn't really get the proper opportunities. And with that being said, unfortunately for Keith Lee, things just went downhill once he got to the main roster. And it was very clear. A lot of these people that you see on this list, aside from maybe like, okay, so like all of these people here, I feel like you can see why they were released, just because if you've been watching the product and you've been following the product and you've been seeing what they've been doing with them, it's been very clear why some of these people are essentially, released, right? Which is very unfortunate to say, because it's not, you know, necessarily their fault. It could be creative. It could be, you know, there's other rumors about, you know, another thing being a factor being the unvaccination status. That's also been reported as well. And I'm sure that people have already, you know, put two and two together, and you can probably guess who some of those people are, which is very unfortunate. But you know, you still can, everybody has a mind for their own. But in terms of Keith Lee, it really sucks because this guy was on top of the mountain on NXT. At one point, he was holding both championships, both top championships in NXT. And then he gets called up and it just goes downhill from there. Unfortunately, he had additional factors that sort of, you know, affected his run, you know, in the company. And that's where personal stuff, which he had to take time off for, which you cannot blame him for that. You know, he did come out on social media and say he had that heart inflammation. And that obviously, you know, took him off of TV, which makes sense. All right, cool. So then he comes back and they give him this Keith Bearclaw Lee character, which kind of is not his Bearcat. Excuse me, I said Bearclaw because they were saying he's clawing his way into Raw.
I don't want to pick you up on things that you missaid.
I didn't mispronounce claw though. I didn't say caw. Anyways, but so Bearcat Lee, and then afterwards, you know, it's not like it was really that big of a change. It wasn't anything that was necessarily working. And the problem with the Keith Lee was that they stripped away everything that made him cool, everything that made him unique. They took away, you know, those unique moves that he was doing that you were seeing on NXT. They kind of stripped him away of his personality. And then you're asking yourself, like, why isn't this guy as over as we thought he'd be? Well, it's because you basically made him generic guy 1001.
Alex, we're talking about Keith, I suppose, or like a bracket. Aside from him, was there any other names that really jumped out to you from the list?
I mean, Frankie Monet only had 6 matches this entire year, and she was recently signed. And it's just everyone from like Frankie to Mia Yim to even Keith Lee, like they all had the potential, like that whole entire list had the potential of just having a bigger, let me backtrack. All of those names had the potential of going on to another promotion and being champions within their own right. You know, they checked out all the boxes, and especially Keith Lee, with so many people that say, you know, for other wrestlers, like, oh, you're you don't have the qualifications. You're not fit for to be a champion, to be a face of the company. Keith Lee did. He checked out all those boxes. And circling back, since in a few weeks is Survivor Series, he had a fantastic show out at Survivor Series. And he had an even more fantastic show out at Royal Rumble. So that one for sure does not make any sense. Frankie Monet, I mean, talk about a dropped ball. Like, to put her to NXT, I think everyone could agree that she could have just gone up to the main roster. And they didn't do anything with her. Her last match was against Raquel Gonzalez for the championship. Like, it's just so sad. It's just so sad because there's so many of those names that just had potential of being great. And there's so many of those people that, like, just worked so hard. You know, they worked so hard. WWE is the be all end all, right? That is the Mecca. That is the place where you want to go to be a wrestler and to work during the pandemic at that. Like, and especially for some of these people that were just signed, like even Blake Christian. Blake Christian was just signed, and there were so many people that were signed during the pandemic, had to up and move down to Florida and work hard. And then the rug was pulled under their feet.
On the Frankie Monet thing, this is from The Observer. It said, the new directives on hiring new women is the recommendations are 25 or younger. Frankie Monet, who is 38, came in with a big push and a lot of fanfare, but hadn't been featured since the brand changed to wanting to push younger women to draw in the 12 to 34 male demographic.
All right, so let me just start off by saying that I cover NXT each and every single week, and I saw this coming the second they made this change with NXT 2.0. I knew it. Right away, I knew it. Based on the reports that were coming out about, you know, age and, you know, all of that different stuff, right? Then on top of that, as somebody that's watching the programming, Alex just mentioned that match that she had with Raquel Gonzalez. That match was supposed to take place on a specific week. I forget which one. And then they like pushed it for like no reason. Like they never said why. They pushed the match, right? I think like a week, 2 weeks later from when it was supposed to happen. Additionally, they gave her the jobber entrance. This woman is competing for the NXT Women's Championship and they gave her the jobber entrance. And on top of that, it was very obvious they didn't know what they were doing with her because she came in and, you know, her first night on NXT, she confronts the newly crowned NXT Women's Champion Raquel Gonzalez, and everybody's like, oh man, like they're putting her right at the top. All right, if you're not going to debut her on the main roster, like Alex just mentioned, at least debut her at the very top with the women on NXT. But they didn't do that. So then afterwards, you start to see her do this Bad and Bougie character, you know, pretty much an extension of what she's been doing as Taya Valkyrie and other places. But then from there, she kind of gets into this weird thing where, like, for a second, they're teasing something with her and Mandy. And then all of a sudden, she's, you know, doing this stuff with Robert Stonebrand. And none of it is connecting. None of it is making sense. And then from there, it was very, very obvious that given the new direction and what they are looking for, it was very clear that she was not going to be necessarily a favorite of theirs. And then I'm Googling right now, their champion, Mandy Rose, is 31. Now, I granted, okay, there's a difference between 31 and 38, but here's the thing, and this is the big issue, and this was something that I think Mickey James has definitely been very, you know, talks about this a lot, is the fact that when it comes to men and when it comes to women, there is two different scales in terms of how they're being judged. Women, we say this all the time, and Alex, you know this, I know this. Whether we like it or not, there is a clock over our damn heads. Mm-hmm. No matter what sort of industry you are in, there is a clock. You have no idea, Luke, how happy it makes me to see women that are a lot older on TV killing it, because I'm like, thank God that at that age, I can still have a chance of having a freaking job, because we have a clock. And whether or not people like to say, people like to think that we put this clock over our heads ourselves. No, society puts this clock over our heads ourselves. And this was very unfair to Taya, because Taya is literally one of the best, and I'm just going to say, like, women's wrestlers, one of the best wrestlers out there, period. And I have no doubt that she's going to be pretty much all over the world like she was before, you know, prior to this. But they definitely dropped the ball on her, because she could have been a top competitor against your Sashas, your Charlottes, your Biancas, etc.
I raise this point a lot because I think this says a lot about the way that the entertainment industry sees the difference between men and women. Robert Downey Jr. was cast to play Tony Stark and Iron Man. Diane Lane was cast to play Martha Kent, the mother of Superman. Robert Downey Jr. and Diane Lane are the same age. Mm-hmm. But that is the difference between how the entertainment industry sees these genders.
Have Alex, you like, seen Diane Lane in real life, BTW? Yeah. Woman is gorgeous.
Yeah, she's absolutely gorgeous.
Alex, it's an insane thing, right?
It's insane. It's insane. It's very interesting. I mean, again, touching base to what Denise was saying, it's the patriarchy of it all, right? It's the patriarchy of it all, putting a timer over our heads. And it's interesting considering the fact that this company brings in veterans to sell most of their shows, to bring in Goldberg, to bring in The Undertaker when you were doing that, and then to say that, oh, well, Tyra Valkyrie, she's 38 years old, she's just way too old. That is just abysmal. That's just insane to say that. That is so insane, considering the fact that with the women's division, like for Mickie James, for example, literally the only people that they treat as veterans is Trish Stratus and Lita. That is it. That is it. It's the only people that they treat as actual veterans, with people that have been on the roster like Naomi. Still no love for Naomi. And yet at this point, she is considered a veteran. Natalia, she is considered a veteran. She's been on the roster for so long and they have not given them any type of love. And it's so disheartening to see or to hear that they're not going to do that with Taya, when look at her resume before she entered the WWE. She was killing it, not only in the indies, but she was killing it in Impact, which, if we're going to shine light on that, they have the best women's division, hands down, period, across the board. So it is insane that this company could allow someone like Goldberg, who isn't even that good in the ring. I'm sorry, Luke. I'm sorry, but let's
don't
be honest.
Look at me. I agree with you.
Oh, yeah. You. I thought you loved Goldberg.
I'm a Goldberg fan. You're the Goldberg fan.
But you could agree. Like, he is very much older. He's a little, you know, not that good in the ring.
There's some rusty,
but there's a big difference between him and Tyra Valkyrie, who it just a massive ball dropped. Such a massive ball dropped. It's just, what is actually going on in that company? Like, what is truly going on with that company? With the list, like, Denise, you tweeted it out, the whole entire list of releases so far that we've seen, that is a promotion in itself. That is so many names.
And I did want to bring up a point too, and this was what Alex was talking about, because I think in terms of why, you know, we're talking about Taya and the age thing, and what we're not talking about, because this is not what decisions are looking like they're being based on, is merit. Merit is the big topic here. You know, the report that you just read from Dave about her essentially being, you know, released because of her age being a factor. And here we are. We can all agree that Taya did all of the work that she was supposed to do and more to essentially become the wrestler that she is today, right? There you go. She worked hard. She earned her merit, etc. But that's not what things are being based on. But at the same time, we shouldn't be surprised. And you want to know why? Because I was there when Triple H was talking about this at the SummerSlam tryouts, when he basically said that being an independent wrestler doesn't necessarily, you know, essentially give you the keys to unlock this door and become, you know, a big major WWE superstar. It's not like extra brownie points anymore. And you would think so, right? You're booking a company, Alex, Luke, you're booking a company. You're probably going to look towards independent wrestlers, but that's not the case.
The other thing as well, I think when we talk about, like, you know, the amounts of names that have been released over the last couple of years, because this is clearly now a quarterly event. Like, every time we get to an investors call, we're probably going to expect more names to be released. This is clearly now just an event. It happens like a big four pay-per-view every year in WWE. We're going to get these sort of quarterly mass releases. And it's one of the reasons because of that is because WWE were afraid of competition a few years ago, afraid of competition of the indies, the rise of Ring of Honor, the rise of the Young Bucks, the rise of Kenny Omega, all of this stuff, the rise of Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling doing their stuff, the rise of the UK British independent scene. And they were like, let's sign everyone. Let's sign every single name we possibly can. uh-oh, it's now the consequences of our own actions. We've got too many names. We've now got to cut of these. But like, you know, as what Alex said earlier, you've asked these people to uproot their lives and move to new places, to change the way that they have, like, you know, change everything about themselves. And now it's just like, and you're out the door because this isn't looking really great for our quarterly report with our investors. And that sucks. Like, that really, really sucks. And there's some names on this list that have been released because of their age. They have been released because they're just like, well, we don't see anything in them. Apparently, like with Karrion Kross, this is from Meltzer, Vince McMahon pulled Kross from TV, saying that he hadn't gotten over within the company, and they were told they were going to repackage him for a third time. That's because they did try it. It was like, well, you know, he didn't get over as Karrion Kross. Well, we put a gimp mask on him. Well, that didn't get him over either. What's next? And that's the same thing that exactly happened with Keith Lee. He brought him up and they're like, put a t-shirt on him, pal. That didn't work. Change his music, pal. That didn't work. Have him beat Randy Orton, pal. That didn't work. And it was just like, oh, give him a new name, pal. Give him a manager, pal. Make him do this. Make him do that. Don't have him talk, pal. Like, just constantly just doing these things. Keith Lee one, I don't know if anyone would sell. Boiled my piss, it has. It's really, really, really annoyed me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
But the other thing with all of this that we have, that Denise mentioned earlier, is some of the talent, this is from The Observer, some of the talents were released due to them refusing to get vaccinated and not being big enough stars to get away with that. Read Sasha Banks. While the number going around is 5 of the 18.
You're brave, man. You're brave.
I'm scared of those Sasha Banks stands. You,
Do not associate me with Luke Owen. Good day.
Me neither. Hey, Luke, good luck on Twitter today, because I'm logging off.
She was good in The Mandalorian. While that number going around is 5 of the 18 were not vaccinated, one talent in the company said it was actually a larger number than that. On the main roster, talent can't tour foreign countries without being vaccinated. However, talents that may have been cut due to not being vaccinated were told they were let go due to budgetary cuts. As we all know now, budgetary cuts statement is a load of pish. Denise, the unvaccinated side of things, what's your take?
Well, I'm laughing because you're asking the California liberal what's my take on getting vaccinated. Get your ass vaccinated, man. That's what, okay, when it comes to that, get your ass vaccinated, all right? When it comes to whether or not you lose your job over vaccination status, I can't necessarily say that it's completely just on the company on that one. I do think everybody has the right to, you know, whether or not they decide to get vaccinated. I mean, I think I'm a big proponent of getting vaccinated, period. But with that being said, you know, you mentioned certain people are able to get away with it and others are not. Well, that's how things are. That's how the sports world is. Like, people, they get away. The more star power you have, obviously, you know, the rules are bent. They're a little bit different for you. And even though I do not believe that it is fair to only fire some people based on their vaccination and not others, it's not fair. I get that. I that's how I feel. But at the end of the day, that's kind of how they run things in every, like, in other places, you know? In other places, you know, stars with bigger names, they can get away with things than others that don't have that big name. And unfortunately, it's like, what can you do? Now, I know that, and if, like, let's say I was, you know, on the WWE roster and I was, you know, let's just say I was an unvaccinated, you know, performer. And given that the company has been, like, pushing and pushing for, you know, everybody to get vaccinated, I would kind of, and if I was like, okay, I'm definitely not going to get vaccinated, I feel like I would kind of already be expecting my release. Now, here's the other thing that I want to mention, because Keith Lee, I don't know if he's one of those people that was unvaccinated or vaccinated. I do not know, but I know that there's, you know, people speculating that he may have been one of them, but Keith Lee had all these additional health issues. Yeah. So it's like, how do you, you know, there's one thing where it's like somebody who doesn't want to get vaccinated, right? And then there's a whole other thing when somebody probably can't. Now, I do not know. This is just me speculating based on, like, the rumors and things that, you know, I've been seeing on Twitter and all of that. That's just me speculating. But what can I say? I don't know what to say. That's a tough one.
It is a tough one. It's an impossible line to walk. I also just want to clarify for the comment section that is currently running wild here that the Sasha Banks line was a joke on my part. All right.
I mean, are Sasha you getting attacked already?
It's just a lot of people being like, God, I think Luke. I was like, you know, it's. Oh.
Luke,
you're gonna hear it worse on Twitter.
You're not allowed to joke in wrestling community stuff. You're not allowed to joke.
How dare you?
It's banned.
How dare you?
Trying to make a joke.
You know what happened to me the other day? I freaking trashed Christmas as a joke, and somebody wrote a paragraph to me about how insensitive I was.
Well,
was it your tweet when you were saying, like, don't bring Christmas in, like, early?
Yeah, and I was like, you said, someone literally wrote me a heartfelt paragraph about how I was insensitive. And I was like, the frick, if you're getting insulted over that, get your ass off Twitter.
Oh my God, go outside. Anyway, breathe some air.
Alex, what about you?
Oh, wait, this way. Don't you, Luke?
Here's my honest answer. I'm vaccinated, right? I'm double vaccinated. I'm booked to get the booster shot. Right now, in the States here, there's more mandates to get a vaccine. And especially in New York. In New York, it is a thing where it's like you need to be vaccinated in order to continue to work. And there are so many, like just the other day, there were so many police officers that protested on the Brooklyn Bridge because they did not want to get vaccinated. That is another story for another day. But here in the States, like, it is a thing that is about to be a mandatory thing. You must be vaccinated. And like Denise is saying, that is unfortunately a thing in sports, in higher entertainments where some people are just not vaccinated. I think that there's a thing with Kyrie Irving basketball. I don't know too much about basketball. All I know is that there's something going on with him, with being vaccinated, unvaccinated, playing, not playing. I don't know. But it is a thing that is happening here in the States alone. Now, I do not have sympathy if you are working for a multi-billion corporation like that and they require you to get a vaccine and you are refusing to get a vaccine. I do not feel bad for you if you lost your job. Sorry, that's just the truth. We've been in this pandemic for almost 2 years now. Almost 2 years. There have been how many people that have died? And you can make it a political thing. You can not make it a political thing. At the end of the day, it's a humanitarian thing, right? Where it's just like, we need to protect each other. We need to make sure that everyone is safe and is alive and is okay. For a person who is a performer who goes in and is physically touching other people in their line of work, you know, with touching different opponents and everything, it seems like it should be a requirement to get vaccinated. I think it's just such a, again, like, it's just, what are y'all doing? Like, you have such a good line of work, whoever you are. And it's like, I think the rumored person, one of the rumored persons, I don't know who it is. They're saying that it's Nia Jax. I'm not too sure. But if you think
there's
about,
a few on the list.
Yeah, there's a few on the list. But if you think about how, like, how much of a staple Nia Jax was in the women's division, like the way that they were packaging her, and say what you want about her being a botch mess, this and that, blah, blah, blah. That's nothing to do with anything. It's, you know, they market her to be The Rock's cousin, and she was going to be like this huge mega superstar. So it seemed in the women's division, completely dropped the ball because you don't want to get vaccinated. Like, that is insane. That's insane. That's insane that you would just be like, nah, I'm good. Let me throw my career away. Because essentially that is what you're doing, right?
I wouldn't be shocked. Like I said, if I was on the roster unvaccinated, I would be expecting to see my name on there. And if I'm not a big star, add that on top of that.
Exactly.
We're also not here to speculate on who's on the list. Like, yeah, as we said, Nia Jax is reportedly one of the names. But I Dave was saying it's more than the five that were like originally rumored. Who knows who they are? But what we do know is that they have been released. Some of the names for me were big surprises. I've mentioned Keith Lee. Eva Marie's another one that's actually a bit of a surprise for me in terms of being released, because like it always, like, she seemed like Vince's dream hire. Like, he clearly brought it back because he always wanted to push Eva Marie, but it didn't really work out great this time round, much like the first time round, I guess. She's off doing a film at the moment. Maybe she also was like, I'd much rather be doing films than taking bumps in the ring. And I'm, you know, maybe that's actually where I want to take my career forward. Denise, were you surprised by Eva Marie being released?
Yes and no. No, because she's not that great in the ring. She's this gorgeous looking woman. I would kill to look like a second like her, but she's not that great in the ring, which is unfortunate, you know? And I feel like the thing with Eva Marie is, out of a lot of these names, she's one of those people that I think can move on to a different type of career, a different type of lifestyle. You know, she was already sort of doing, you know, been doing this whole like influencer thing. I mean, I think she's got something there. I'd be surprised if we'd see her in another wrestling promotion, to be honest. I think this, in my prediction, this is it for her, and she's going to go on and probably do something along the lines more of like, you know, modeling and acting and, you know, all that influencer type of stuff. That's where I see this direction going with her. Am I surprised? Not really, because what I also learned from this list is that people are brought in, like we mentioned, their lives are being uprooted, and they, you know, get brought in to do something, you know, because there's an idea for them. And then once that idea is gone and done and out, you're gone. It's like it's on a whim.
Alex, Eva Marie, what are your thoughts?
Why did she even come in? Like, why did she even come in? I mean, like, I don't know. There was some stir of her coming back because not a lot of people wanted her to come back because of her old reputation, and especially in Total Divas. And I've recently been watching Total Divas for the first time. And I mean, Eva Marie is just like a heat machine, right? Like, she gets heat wherever she goes. And I thought that she was going to be a great addition to this era of the women's roster, right? And the whole Doudrop storyline, I mean, I had no interest in it, but it was exciting to see her go toe-to-toe with the modern-day women in this company. It's just like grand opening, grand closing with Eva Marie and with a lot of all these other people that were just recently signed, that recently came on. And again, they're just pulling the rug from underneath them. I think Eva Marie had the potential to be repackaged to, again, someone coming back, you know, almost a veteran, quote unquote, or maybe just a villainous person coming. I don't know. But there was, across the board, there's potential with all these people, right? Across the board, there's just always potential with them. And Eva Marie was just one that was just like, I don't think anyone's really sad to see her go. But I think at the same time, I think a lot of people are surprised to see her go because of how much attention she got, especially with all her vignettes and all the hype that she got to come back. And then it's just like, nope, she's done. That's all.
I mean, I
think that was a different role for her too, because we mentioned she's not good in the ring, but I think if they wanted to, they probably could have found a different role for her.
I mean, they could have, right? Because when she was in the roster a few years ago, she was coming out with those like wardrobe malfunctions, you know, not really competing. And that was exciting. I thought that was exciting when she was coming in, like, say what you want. She probably doesn't, you know, she doesn't know how to wrestle. Sure, why not? But she's entertainment. And it shows with her time in Total Divas. And say what you will about that show, but that show brought in a lot of demographic that they were not reaching, you know? And so they probably were going to get that demographic again with Eva Marie. Maybe, who knows? But again, they did not give it a chance. And it seems like that is the pattern with all of these releases, is that they're not letting these people breathe in and stretch out and just let it play out. And that was a lot of thing, especially with Karrion Kross. A lot of people were saying like, oh, it's okay, just let it play out. But he debuted on Monday Night Raw as NXT champion and jobbed to Jeff Hardy. Say what you will, sure, it's Jeff Hardy, but still, that is the NXT champion.
Oh yeah, he was doomed from the very get-go. And like, remember when like Cross came in and they were like, he's going straight to the main roster. They're going to bypass NXT, take him straight there because he's got a great look, he's got a great physique, and Vince really, really likes him. He went to NXT and instead got packaged with Scarlett Bordeaux in an incredible partnership. It was like the coolest entrance. It was the coolest presentation. People weren't mad about his matches. Like, they weren't like going crazy for them, but people like just loved the package of it. Brought him up to Monday Night Raw, lost to Jeff Hardy. And then they're sat there backstage being like, huh, the guy didn't get over. I can't figure out why he didn't get over. Quickly dress him like He-Man. And it kind of boggles the mind. But for me now, I'm looking at like Cross and Bordeaux and I'm thinking, back to Impact. Like, that is like Impact on the phone.
I don't know. Already. I think they burned a bridge there, Luke.
You reckon?
Based on the stories that were reported after how things went down there, I would honestly be a little bit surprised if I saw them back at Impact.
But then, because I don't think there's a spot for them in AEW. So
I know. Like, dude, AEW is overflowing. They don't got to take, I mean, they could take whoever the hell they want, right? But they don't really need anybody. Like, they got a ton of people already, man. People that we don't even get to see on Dynamite that have been there for like centuries, you know?
You say that, but if I'm Tony Khan and I'm looking at this list, I'm looking at Keith Lee, I'm looking at Ember Moon, and I'm thinking of, I'm Mia Yim. Actually, I mean, like Frankie Monet, like Taya Valkyrie. Like,
well, for the women, there's more spots.
Yeah, I think for the women, there's much more potential for them to be great in AEW and to be picked up from AEW as opposed to some of the men. Like, yes, Keith Lee would be great. But again, like what Denise said, not everyone needs to go to AEW because they are within competition and comparisons, this and that, whatever. Wrestling is wrestling, right? And at the end of the day, these people are not working for WWE, and we get to see them actually shine. And we've seen it with people that have been released, like, again, for instance, with Mickey James, with Daniel Bryan, with Adam Cole, with Miro, with Malakai Black, with Ruby Soho. There are so many names that we see now, and not even in AEW, like Zack Ryder, Matt Cardona. He's doing amazing in GCW. There's plenty of other places, and especially within the next year, February, all the borders are going to open up. And at WrestleMania, Dallas, I'm sure that there are a lot of other promotions overseas, and especially Japanese promotions, that might come here. There's potential for all of these people to be great. We've seen it with the past releases, right? And so, but these people don't always have to go to AEW. That's the beauty about them being released, is that, like, I hate to say this, but like, they're not in their WWE bubble anymore. So wrestling is exciting again. Wrestling wins overall. It's not AEW is winning, WWE is losing. Like, cut that out. Like, seriously. Like, it just in general, you know, because I've said this so many times, us as wrestling fans, like, we have been such the almost feeling like the burden with fandoms and media in general, right? We love wrestling, but there's so many people that make fun of us still for liking wrestling. But at the end of the day, we're all winning. We're getting so many more talent And there's so much to do. There's so much to see. There's 100,000 plus hours of wrestling that we can easily watch weekly now, you know? And so that's the exciting thing, is that they can go to Impact. They can go to AEW. They can go anywhere they want. It's just, as long as you're still supporting them and just not making it a war, like, that is just where everybody wins at the end of the day.
Tribalism is bad. Tribalism is awful, awful, awful business. People who have just picked a side when you don't need, there isn't a side that needs to be picked. Like, pick the wrestling side, where we all just enjoy wrestling and it's all grand.
Also, I wonder how, like, the 2K games are going to be now.
Well, yeah.
So, I think that was trending last night, but I didn't click on it. Yeah. That was definitely on the trending list.
Yeah, so, like, what's 2K, that going to look like if they've already scanned people?
So 2K as well, I was reading this, apparently, they don't get told ahead of time that names are being released. They find out the same time that we do. So they're like, you know, like, there's some programmer who is spending like 40 hours a week programming Keith Lee into the end. It's like, well, that's 3 months worth of work completely down the toilet, because I've got to take him out of the game. Stephanie McMahon, that is, on the investors call or something, like, oh, it's going to be the biggest 2K release ever. It's going to be this, it's going to be that, it's going to be that. If I'm 2K now, I'm like, we need to get out of this contract. This is awful. I hate working with these people.
And, you know, the other thing that I do want to mention, this has nothing to do with 2K, but, you know, since we were just talking about Alex mentioning all of these other promotions, and one of the things that kind of bummed me out was, just last week, we're sitting here talking about Ring of Honor going on a hiatus and, you know, all of that talent being let go. So, like, there is work for those that want to hustle and go places, because the people that thrive are the people that go out and make it happen, right?
Right.
Personally. Right. I'm just thinking to myself, like, man, for a lot of people, this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's also a thing, too, where it's just like, a lot of people are like, well, they're not, like, all of the other promotions are not multi-corporations, and how much are they really going to pay the wrestlers? Like, that's up to the fans. That's up to the fans to keep supporting your favorites, right? When these people, like, eventually, possibly, Mia Yim is probably going to come back to Twitch. That's up to you to support her. These people are probably going to open up Patreons now. They're going to sell merch. That's up to y'all. You need to support these people. You've been watching every single week, hoping that Keith Lee is on TV, and yet now this is your chance to actually fully support him outside of that company. You need to do the work. Everyone needs to do the work to help these people out. These are our favorites. And yes, they put their bodies on the line for our entertainment. The least we can do is, the bare minimum is to support them. And anytime that they have their bookings, you know, email me this and that, retweet it, share it, do what you got to do. Like, that's the beauty with wrestling, is that it is so big, but yet it's so small, where the fans do have a say. Work, you know, like, we saw it in the beginning of the pandemic, when a lot of these indie wrestlers were not working and they had no place to work, and a lot of people were just buying merch. That first, like, 2 months of the pandemic, a lot of people were buying merch, were buying Patreons and all that stuff to support their favorites.
There is one person on this list that I think is going to make an absolute killing outside of this, now that she doesn't have to not have Patreons or anything like that, is Scarlett Bordeaux. She is going to make an absolute killing now that she has got unlimited platforms available to her. Like you mentioned, Mia Yim can go back to Twitch. There is a lot of opportunities now for them to, like, you know, Adam Cole, he said in his interview with Chris Van Vliet, was one of his biggest things was the decision between going, like, re-signing with AEW or going across to re-signing with WWE or going across to AEW was, I really like doing Twitch. And I didn't want to give up Twitch. It's so much fun. It wasn't about money. It was just about, you know, it's creatively satisfying for him. We've got a lot of chats that we have got to get to. So, you know, wrestletalk.com/support. Before we do, though, I do want to ask you both, is there any other names that you wanted to highlight from this list? Because, like, we barely scratched the surface with a lot of these names. Denise, is there anyone else you wanted to bring up?
Yep. B-Fab. She was not a great wrestler. She only had 2 matches, but she had just got called up to the SmackDown main roster. She was a main part of Hit Row, and I think it was very, very. I think it freaking sucks that they released her. I think that, yeah, she wasn't great in the ring, like I said, but that doesn't mean she couldn't have been beneficial. That didn't mean she couldn't learn. I think she got royally screwed here. And I feel bad for her. Honestly, I feel bad for her. And then in terms of some of the other people, I mean, Grand Metalik is probably one of the best luchadors that you'll see. He's definitely going to make a killing where, you know, when he goes out and makes the rounds and all of that type of stuff. And then I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that I wanted to talk. Trey Baxter, good for him. Already making the moves, already being booked for GCW. Hell yeah, good for him. Mm-hmm. And then Ember Moon. I mean, we talked about briefly about Ember Moon, but I do think that if AEW is going to pick anybody up, I would definitely go with Ember Moon. And I would definitely go with Frankie Monet on that. And Scarlett, I have a feeling she's going to kind of be along the same lines as Eva Marie, where they both have the opportunity to make, you know, wrestling doesn't have to be their only thing. They can be doing more than that.
On the B-Fab thing, you know, I know a lot of people pointed this out online. She had two matches. Neither of them were particularly great. And they're like, well, you know, they released her because she's no good. You have a frigging performance center. Like, your whole deal is about training people and making them better. Frigging send her there then. Like, it'd be like, well, I don't know what else. We tried nothing and we're all out of ideas. I don't get that narrative with B-Fab.
And she's around one of the top, like, trainers, right? She's around one of the top coaches within this industry. Like, she can learn, she has the potential, she has like the leadership to, you know, or I guess not so much leadership, but like she has a lot of mentors, you know, to help her. Again, Trish Stratus was not great when she first started out, but when you let her work and you gave her some breathing room, she now is one of the greatest women's wrestlers of all time, you know? And not to say that B-Fab would have been the same, but if you consider the fact that when she moved up with Hit Row, they had the best selling shirts. They sold out. They sold out. WWE shop that has pretty questionable designs, they sold out of that shirt as immediately when they moved up to the main roster. Like, they're like, again, what are we doing? What are we doing?
We had a presence and a good look. You could have worked with that for sure.
There was so much to work around there too. And I think that maybe the executives just didn't get it. They just didn't understand. But this was a fresh, hip, new thing that was coming up, and a lot of people were positive about it.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was so, so great. I was so excited to see them get called up to SmackDown. And like someone mentioned in the chat here, a unique group in WWE in that it had men and it had a woman in the group as well. Like, aside from Sanity, that doesn't happen very often. There's so much you can do around that. But now it's just they're back to being three guys again. To a tag team and a singles guy. They don't really know what like direction they're going in. Apparently, like some say, the Top Dollar is going to be the star of the group and Swerve Scott's going to be in the tag team side of things. It's not how I would do it. But I think you have really lost something now. You don't have Fab in the group.
You lost a lot. Looking and dissecting at the group and seeing what they've brought and what members have brought. Isaiah Swerve Scott, obviously, in my opinion, the star of the group. Mm-hmm. But in terms of like everybody else, like Ashanti, great. B-Fab, great. I just don't, I don't know, man. I think they made the wrong call there.
Alex, is there any names that you wanted to bring up?
Definitely Ember. I mean, Ember Moon was, my gosh. I mean, like, she came up to the main roster and was immediately like injured, right? So her steam just kind of derailed there. And then she went back to NXT and she was NXT tag champion recently. And Ember Moon has one of the best finishers ever. Are you kidding me? The Eclipse, again, potential to let these people grow, let them do what they have to do. I would love to see, if anyone is going to go to AEW, I would love to see Ember Moon in AEW.
So when Ember Moon debuted in NXT, I can't remember which takeover it was now, which takeover event it was. But I know exactly where I was when it happened. I was in Wales. I was in a stag do and I was in a club and I was not enjoying myself. So I took myself off to the corner of the room. I got onto the building's Wi-Fi and I watched that takeover event on my phone in the corner. And I watched, like, Ember Moon came out and I was like, man, that's a wicked entrance. She hit that finish. I was like, damn, that's so cool. Instantly became like my favorite wrestler on that brand. I was like, she's the best. Like, she's absolutely rad. There's a few names on there. Like, there is more than just AEW. Look at the inspiration going across to Impact. Mm-hmm. But I would think Tony's probably looking at his checkbook right now and being like, I need to bolster up this women's roster. And there are some names on here that I definitely, definitely use. The other name that I wanted to highlight from here is, because I think we talked about a lot of them, I could go on for ages about Keith Lee, but I'll save that for another day. Harry Smith. Harry Smith was brought in like as a secret signing. Like, it was, you know, they signed him. He was meant to, the original plan was he was going to be like one of the big stars of NXT UK because, you know, his dad's the British Bulldog. But then he, like, so this is from The Observer. When he was signed, travel wasn't open, so the decision was made to put him on the main roster. Then they did nothing with him. Just what a colossal waste of everyone's time.
What's the point? Like, what is there even to say? We don't even have much to say because, you know, a lot of these people would be like, oh, well, this is where they went wrong. This is what they could have done. This is what didn't work. This is what didn't work. I don't even have anything to say on this one. Yeah. Like, it was just in and out.
Again, grand opening, grand closing. Like, yeah. Truly just in and out. Like, yeah, it's just wild. I think, like, overall, the releases within this chunk of releases and all the other ones, it's just they were hoarding talent. That's it. They really just were hoarding talent, keeping all their shiny toys to them. And
right,
but it's okay, because all these other people that got released, they'll be fine. They will be perfectly fine.
This episode, by the way, is being sponsored by Beer 52. Click the link in the video description down below, beer52.com/WrestleTalk. Get yourself 10 free craft beers on us. Why? It's all about that delicious taste. Do drink responsibly, of course. Let's get into your Ultra Chats here. Kevin has said, what next for Keith Lee, Karrion Kross, Ember Moon, and Frankie Monet should be the title of an NXT podcast, not the title of a freaking release section. Tariq Ali, in a time when Ring of Honor pays the price for doing the right thing and AEW giving the support to one of its top stars before a pressured massive heel run, or presumed massive heel run, WWE shows itself from its most cynical side. Will the constant saving cost WWE in the long run? Will Campbell said, the releases that suck the most for me is Keith Lee. Double champion at NXT, brought up to the main roster and watered down, nearly dies during a medical absence, returns, gets jobbed out to Lashley as a swerve bait for heel heat, goes back and forth with Cross for a bit, then they repackage him again into a savage brute and finally just cut him. What an absolute massive waste of unique talent. This goddamn company. Yeah, I was going through the Keith Lee thing, right? Because I know a lot of people was like, oh man, he was so great in NXT. And I'm like, we've forgotten that his first year in NXT, he wrestled 5 matches, one of which was a loss to Lars Sullivan. It took them a little while to pull their finger out their ass as well and do something with Keith Lee. But, you know, hey, he beat Randy Orton, didn't he? So got something there. Chris says, hey, gang, here we are again. So sad to see so much potential get wasted and sad for those still in WWE who must fear they are next, who have no friends to banter with, keep each other motivated to do the shows. Hope this is it. But sadly, it won't be. Got a feel for people on the roster like Alexa Bliss, who's seen all her close friends been released over the year. Braun, Bray, Mickey, Mojo, Lana, Buddy, Tyler Breeze. And now her besties Nia and Ember. I don't want her to go, but why would she stay? Lastly, can we please stop using false reports? Last night, someone on Twitter pretending to be SRS stated that, yeah. Don't be those people. Don't be a person who creates a fake Twitter account to be like, I'm Sean Ross Sapp and these are the people getting released, because...
Just to get a laugh. Like, I deleted the tweet.
It's easy to get fooled, like, yeah, man.
It's so easy to do it. It happens. Jeez, sorry. Lock me up.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. I deleted
the tweet.
You'll
make a spelling error, Alex.
Yeah, I know.
Well, come for you.
Don't make fake SRS accounts for shits and giggles, man.
It's not on. Don't be those people. Dartrain 24. Throughout the pandemic, my industry has been hit hard and I've been laid off twice. Going to work every day with the mindset of will I get let go today is mentally draining. It's toxic. Now, every quarter, WWE talents will be feeling that. No bueno. Self-willed soul. I'm at the point with WWE where I'll only listen to reviews and only go back to watch specific moments that are highlighted by said review. While conversely, I refuse to watch a review of AEW until I've seen the episode first. I had a lot of messages from people like that today being like, you know, canceling the subscription, canceling the network, not watching SmackDown. I will believe it when I see it, because I've had those messages since, you know, the 4 or 5 years that I've been working at WrestleTalk every time the WWE do something bad.
I believe it because there are so many people that do not watch Raw, and they literally message Sean and I every single Monday that I only know what's going on because of you guys, or I only watch the post show. Mm-hmm. I don't actually watch Raw. And the second I start, I'll tweet like a 3 hours of Raw coverage coming up tweet, and everybody will be like, prayers to you, Denise. I hope you make it. Like, if I'm dying. So it's pretty hilarious, actually. Those tweets pop me. But regardless, that's the whole thing around it right now.
Bezo Banks said, love how WWE actively needs women for their non-existent tag and women's division, yet release more women. Feel the most for Ember. Her last 3 years consisted of an injury chasing the 24/7 title and then doing nothing in NXT. Never even got her versus Sasha. Omar says, WWE don't deserve the talent they have on their books. I know they'll be fine wherever they land, but I still hate seeing insanely talented people lose their jobs. That being said, I'll take Danielson versus Keith Lee, please, and thank you. Fran Chalet said, I want to see who from here is going to be the next Ty Conti or Deonna Purrazzo. People they gave up on too soon. As a person from Chile, I get to be cheering on Katrina Cortez. Wrestling fan base in South America is huge. Another wasted opportunity. Yet a couple of those points there, talking about, you know, the women's division, it did feel like there were more women released than men in this round of cuts. And particularly when they have got, like, they are struggling for women, like, big stars. That, to me, does feel like a huge misstep. I don't know if you agree with that, Denise.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. Sorry, I just got an email that I was reading and I was like, what's this have to do with anything? Sorry. Oh, the whole thing.
Live on the air, Denise.
I'm sorry. It was an email that I had to read now.
Alex, I'll ask you first then.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Now, Denise, you don't get to answer
the question. Hardest working woman in wrestling media. Cut her some slack.
I'm sorry. And I was like, what the frick is going on? And you caught me right in the what the frick is going on moment.
Well, now you don't get to be part of this conversation, Denise. Alex, right, what do you make of it?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Apologies. You know, I could have had a scoop for you. That's
Oh,
it.
Yeah?
Now you got Ooh.
What scoop was that?
No, there's nothing. No? Like I said, it was a very important email that I was reading.
Yeah, it's probably Sean then.
That is the scoop.
Fruity said, this company. Seriously, I know it makes no difference to WWE, but I had to subscribe today from the network because I haven't been watching. Tired of seeing the news budget cuts as the excuse to bury their own, now former talent. Keith Lloyd said, without Triple H and his NXT, Vince wouldn't have a women's division or a men's main event scene. Vince should be kissing his ass, not blaming him for losing the Wednesday Night Wars. Vince never promoted NXT during all of that time. This is, yeah, some of these people that have been released are just victims of the change in NXT, going from NXT 1.0 to NXT 2.0, focusing less on the impact, the independent stars, which is why if I'm someone like a Kyle O'Reilly, whose contract is coming up at the end of the year, a Johnny Gargano, a Candice LeRae, Kevin Owens is a slightly different one because he's already established on the main roster. But the other three names, I'm looking at my time in WWE and like, I don't know if this is the place for me to be re-signing.
And I would say that even though Kevin Owens is somebody that's more established on the main roster, he's probably thinking the exact same thing, which just goes to show the lengths of which, you know, how things all around aren't necessarily top notch.
Yeah. And I think this, like, just, you know, whether you're safe or not in that main roster, I think that there are some people that are witnessing over the past year with these releases, they're kind of like, I think I need to go. Like, I think I need to, like, just kind of figure something else out for me, because like this is not it. And if you think about it, there again, all of these releases, like there was so much potential for these people. Like there was so much fanfare behind them. There was Keith Lee alone is a perfect example of like he had everything. He had the full package. He had the crowd behind him, the WWE universe behind him, and he was released. Like you could imagine someone within Kevin Owens' position where it's like, yeah, he's well within the main roster where maybe he is untouchable, but there are a lot of people that were released that were not in this block that we thought were untouchable, and yet they were released. So I think some people are kind of switching it up and being like, I think I just need to figure something out with myself, whether that is AEW or just moving on to something like just full on fledged video games like Tyler Breeze. Tyler Breeze is doing an amazing job on Twitch. So I don't know. If I was in WWE, I'd be scared.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Like, I think, it, you know, there is always there's more work out there. There are more ways to make money now being a wrestler and having a name like that. But there are some towns that I'd be like, if I'm Kyle O'Reilly in particular, I'm looking at where I'm at now in NXT 2.0 and what I'm not going to be doing on the main roster. And I'm looking over to what Adam Cole has achieved over in AEW. I'm probably thinking, what incentive is there for me to stay here? I don't think you'll be re-signing.
The other thing that I don't think we've mentioned just yet is also the precedence that this sets. When let's say they change their mind again and they start wanting to, you know, grab all of these up and coming, you know, young stars from the independent wrestling scene, and you know, they go up to them and offer them, you know, a contract. Do you think I can't say confidently that every guy's going to be like, hell yeah, like, let's go. This is my chance. You know, I think now this is always going to be in the back of the, you know, everybody's mind thinking like, do I continue with what I'm doing, gain momentum and further my career? Or do I go to WWE and then end up hitting a huge break on my career, and not like a break in a good way, like break, like stop, break. Mm-hmm. And, you know, essentially have to come out of WWE and essentially have to rebuild again, because that's what you're seeing for a lot of people. You know, you see them go to WWE, they get cut and they never had anything to show for it. And now it's like, all right, now I got to get back. Now I got to get started again. And during that time that they were in WWE, other guys were coming up and making a name for themselves. So it's like you missed out during that time period because you got signed. And instead of it being a good thing, it kind of ends up hurting your career. And then for some people, it could essentially, you know, persuade you to leave wrestling. You know, as somebody, yeah, if you haven't checked out my interview with Jake Atlas, I would probably check that one out because that's my best example of this. You know, goes to WWE, you know, he, you know, was doing all the stuff in the independent scenes, goes to WWE, unfortunately has a bad experience, and you know, now he's moving on to something else. You know, stuff like that happens.
It's also been reported as well that tonight are the SmackDown Dark match, coincidentally, it may seem, is Kyle O'Reilly versus Johnny Gargano. I wonder why that could possibly be, huh? I wonder. Lakshim Narashambi says, they also think it's going to be Cross and Scarlett going to Impact, Lucha House Party to AAA, Frankie Monet to Impact, Harry Smith to MLW, Keith Lee to AEW. Even without Ring of Honor, there are non-AEW, non-Impact indies for a lot of them to go, eventually working their way back to Impact AEW. I hope the future stars who sign with WWE try to negotiate their non-compete clauses in their independent contractor deals as much, if not more, priority than pay, because in my opinion, pay is not a big deal when your job is not secure to begin with. Basically, sign a bunch of people from the indies who got over, provide false hope with NXT, ruin them by booking, and then let them go. Three words, this effing company. Keith Lee, by the way, is going to do incredible, because there'll be a bunch of UK promotions over here that'll be looking to call him back up and get him back over here. And I cannot wait for my big, beautiful boy, Keith, to come home and wrestle for us again, because he's the absolute best. And I love him. And we're going to go for drinks again. I miss him dearly.
You need to do a whole podcast on just Keith Lee.
I could. Honestly, I nearly did. I nearly did, Denise. I was making the thumbnail. I was like, I mean, why am I talking about these other dorks? I just want to talk about Keith Lee because he's the man that makes the most sense here. Kidding, obviously. Everyone else
you,
is great.
You need like a love essay. You need to write out like a love essay, record a video, and just profess your love for him. Maybe he could babysit. Who knows?
He'd be a wonderful babysitter as well. Bacon Rasher said, hi all. Firstly, this is my first Ultra Chat to congratulate Luke Owen DAD. Thank you very much. Secondly, WWE can go F themselves. Didn't really watch now, but cancelled all recording series links for Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. Laurie was right. In a few years, it'll just be Seth versus Roman. Alpaca Nation, this is a... I don't know if I'll be I can do this as well as Tempest. But Luke, NXT 2.0 is just so sexy now. Vince is completely out of touch. Not my laptop there. Vince is completely out of touch with what the fan base wants. Feel like the 14 to 34 demo isn't lusting after women wrestlers like they were during the Attitude Era. It's very telling. I know, Alpaca Nation, but NXT now, it's just, it's so sexy, isn't it? Ket says, I can't imagine how frustrated the 2K devs must be right now. By extension, this affects them and the game they're making as well. Feel bad for them. By the way, SmackDown vs. Raw 2007 is the best wrestling video game. Don't argue with the facts. I will, because it's SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain. Mayor of Painesville, Dan. It's really hard to bother investing in characters with these seemingly never-ending releases. That's what Adam Bocchetti tweeted this morning, and I think that nails it. More positive, I think there's a good chance for Biff Busick in 16 carats. I think that is probably likely, yeah. New punk rants, from the Saudi stuff to the releases to the history of just being a bad company. At this point, there's really no defending WWE. WWE is just a parasite, and WWE is an awful, sad company. I'm proud I don't watch it. F WWE. F Vince McMahon. I'm sure Louis Dangle will find a way to defend them.
Luke. Poor Louis. He's been taking so much heat this whole week.
By his own doing.
I know. I understand that. But he's still a human. Poor Louis. Although I was bullying him too. I was the one who broke the news to him. I was like, hey. I was like, Hangman's trending because of you.
Hey,
he was like, no.
I'm gonna take the seat that our website editor Liam took. We were bullying Louis before it was cool.
Man. Well, I think poor Louis. He's had to make some changes on Twitter too.
I thought that was hilarious.
Poor Louis. I was on his Twitter last night. It was fun.
Oh dear. Giandy, needed to ultra chat this. AJ Styles spent years outside of WWE before debuting, and WWE put over his extensive resume when he debuted at the Rumble. Taya Valkyrie has a comparable resume before going to NXT, and all of that is ignored. Alpaca Nation, if the main roster actually put over the accomplishments and the accolades done in NXT when the talents got called up, I feel like that would help talent get over. But the fact the main roster ignores everything outside of themselves is just a lost cause. Jonathan Grant, I kind of worry that all the calls of go to AEW might encourage some of AEW's worst impulses. They're already emphasizing big WWE defections over a lot of their homegrown talent. Add 5, 10, 15 more, and a lot more of the AEW midcard is going straight to Dark Elevation. Manny Umaria, if your people keeping in work just because of star power, yet they remain unvaccinated, then public health is not the major concern of WWE. It is once again about power.
Lakshim, across the board, though.
Lakshim, yeah. Narachin, and B, AEW is an option, but the ones who are unvaccinated will even have trouble there, since venues that AEW shows happen have a vaccination mandatory policy, even for its audience. Speaking of, MJF, you really don't want to Bruce Pritchard. MJF, you really don't want Bruce Pritchard on speed dial. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's nice to have him on speed dial. It's not. James Hanley, if you're going to get weird, worse in WWE, Vince believes everything he makes is amazing, and his narcissism won't allow him to admit past mistakes. It's never Vince's fault. It's what all the interviews about him indicate. It's always thrown at the talent. Riot DR said, I'm torn. I don't want to support this company for its shrewd business, but I still want to support the friends and acquaintances that still work there. I can only wish the best possible outcome for those released. James Hanley, CM Punk once said contracts in WWE aren't worth the paper they're printed on. The last 2 years of releases only seem to prove that's correct. How can you look at Miro, Inspiration, Lee Cole, and many more and see nothing in them? Just baffles me. Mayor of Paintsville Dan just notes the B-Fab still sings the theme song of Hit Row. That'll be weird with them coming out to the ring with her voice. They'll probably change this great tune, so the release will have expenses because they need to order a new song. They'll just change it to some generic.
And they can just have Top Dollar do it. He can be like, Hit Row.
No, well, but you got to have the expense there of re-recording it when you could just get, like, you could just go into generic music library, free downloads.
Elevator music, lovely.
There you go. That's their new entrance music now. Few more to get through here. Aaron says, hey guys, love watching the stream every Friday. I met Alex at the New York Comic Con. I was the Spider-Man wrestling costume. Not sure if you remember, but it made my week because I went to my grandfather's funeral just 2 days later. Thank you for being awesome.
No, yeah, I do remember that. Oh, that's so nice. Thank you for stopping by the booth. There were so many amazing cosplays at New York Comic Con, and it was really cool too because there were so many cosplays that even fit in a mask. So if there was like, there was one Finn Balor, Demon Finn Balor, and they painted their face and their chest, but they also painted their mask as the teeth too. I definitely remember you. You were great. Everyone that stopped by at New York Comic Con is just awesome, and it's so cool because New York Comic Con, like, wrestling is so much bigger now over the years, so it was really cool to see everybody just like come out and support wrestling. So yeah. Thanks.
Manuel said, hey y'all, I was thinking of taking my girlfriend to SmackDown next month at Staples Center since she has a crush on Roman Reigns, but after last night, F this company. AEW, come to the West Coast already, please. Luke, by the way, what did you make of the last season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine? I haven't seen it yet because it hasn't aired in the UK yet, so I have not seen it. I can tell you what will be airing in the UK very soon, though, is the brand new series of Games Master, the trailer of which was released today, and you'll never guess who's featured in the trailer. Look at that guy there in the far left, celebrating his little face.
Oh, I was like, where?
Yeah, I was looking real hard, like, where are you?
Wait, what are you doing there? Is that an edit?
It is so when you lose one of the challenges, you get put into this little container and you get flushed down to hell or something. So we all go like flush, 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 flush when you get eliminated, and that is what I'm doing in that picture. I'm celebrating a man being killed.
Wait, were you really there?
Yes, that's me there.
Oh, you thought it was Denise? You thought it was photoshopped? Yeah, I thought it was photoshopped.
I was like, was it an edit? I said, what is it, an edit? And you said yes, and yeah. I was like, okay.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know as well. I didn't speak young speak. I don't know what you were talking about.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Is that an edit? Is like at like for any age?
But I'm old, so I just thought it was like, yeah, no, it's been edited. It's going to be on TV.
No, I meant like a Photoshop edit. That's how I was like, I didn't understand why we were talking about it.
No. I was there. I was there at the tapings. I was there for the third day. And it was a lot of fun. And I think the show's going to be really, really good. Yes, mate?
Isn't there like a new Ghostbusters coming out?
Oh, there is. Denise, I'm going to be seeing it in a couple of weeks' time.
Hey, I got invited to go watch it today.
Are you going tonight? Are you going to go see it?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to go. Are you upset? I forgot if it was Friday or Monday, actually. I forget if it's Friday or Monday, but I got invited. It's like a special screening and it's like this cool setup and they're going to give you gifts and stuff, but I'm not going.
Denise, I find you to
be... I forgot what day it's on.
I find you to be one of the most baffling influencers I've ever met. And you are a shining example of why the influencer world is...
Here it is. Ghostbusters Afterlife.
I know what it's called.
On Monday. There you go.
I know what it's called. I'm going to see it in a couple of weeks.
It's a special screening with food and cocktails.
I would go alone for the food and the cocktail.
Well, here's the thing, Alex. This is why I find Denise to be a baffling influencer, because she gets sent so much free stuff.
Is McKenna Grace
like in it?
Who's McKenna Grace?
Denise, I'm well aware. I've been tracking this film since it's been in production for the last couple of years.
She's the one that sent out the invite, like in terms of like on the poster.
So
I'm not going.
I know, Denise, but do you know what the mad thing is? You'll just get invited to the next one. Like, you're just on PR list.
I know. You want to know why I'm not going, which is actually pretty sad?
Why?
Why?
Because it's at the same time I got to watch Ron and I got to do the post show.
Oh, my God.
It's at the exact same time. What can you do?
That makes more sense.
But I wasn't going to go either way. because I don't know anything about Ghostbusters.
This goes back to the WandaVision stuff. You got sent like loads of free WandaVision stuff. And I was like, have you watched? You were like, no. You get like, and like, but you know what? Disney will just be on the phone to you next time and be like, hey, Denise, do you want some more free stuff and not promote any of the stuff that we're sending you that's free?
What? I'm doing everything wrong. I need to get some free stuff. I got this weekend.
Did you see all the free pizza I got this weekend?
Oh, from DiGiorno's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow, Luke, you missed
it. She got a ton of free pizza. Did it also come with a huge container of ranch?
No, but I have ranch. Although Hidden Valley, people were tagging Hidden Valley Ranch and they got in on it. And I was like, bruh, send me some ranch.
Denise, now you're going to get a bedazzled bottle of Hidden Valley Ranch.
Hell yeah. Let's do this.
I think there's a perfect spot on that shelf too where you could put it in the background. I was just thinking.
So you guys know Flo, the progressive girl?
Yeah.
So she was on a commercial yesterday. And you don't know Flo, the progressive girl, Luke?
Absolutely not. Like, is she a person?
Those adverts play in
But still,
in the UK.
How do you not know Flo, the progressive girl?
Because we don't have progressive over here.
All right. Whatever. My bad. All right. Anyway, so Flo, the progressive girl is like the mascot for a progressive in the insurance, right? And I was just wondering yesterday, like, how much money she probably makes. And I was thinking she probably makes millions. That's my goal now, man. I want to be somebody's Flo. Please, Hidden Valley Ranch, DiGiorno, Coca-Cola, anybody. I will be your Flo.
Christopher says, Luke, have you discussed how Denise doesn't know the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? I thought Hangman Page was dressed as the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Okay, did they tell you about this last week?
No, I didn't get told about this last week.
This happened on my post show. I didn't know because I don't know the characters of Ghostbusters.
But you know they were all dressed as Ghostbusters.
Yeah, right? I knew that. But I didn't know I thought the marshmallow guy was Pillsbury Doughboy.
No, it was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, well, I thought it was Pillsbury Doughboy. Continue on. That was the joke, Luke.
David said, good to see Team Danuke back together on the screen. Also, good to see the one true Queen of the Ring make her return to the Friday podcast. Thank you each for your great content. It's why they had to call it the Queen's Crown Tournament. They didn't want the smoke.
My lawyers were going to strike down on them.
Sent a cease and desist.
Shadow Ranger said, WWE has released 71 wrestlers this year. The entire Impact roster is 57 people. You can start a whole new promotion with just the releases. Yeah. Sucks to see, but I'm glad to see that WWE isn't talent hoarding anymore. AEW is full, but Impact has plenty of room. Charles Berg, while I understand there may be some people who never graduated high school, yet are somehow smarter than doctors and scientists, I'm supportive of WWE firing anyone who is anti-vax. Selfish, ignorant vectors of mutations, jab that jab. All opinions are valid.
Yeah. I also, didn't they make a commercial to get vaccinated?
Yeah,
with those exact same superstars?
Yeah.
Yoko
says, saying that everyone should get the vaccine is a little inconsiderate. There's a great deal of the population that has been dicked over by the medical community their entire lives. Why would they trust this to be different? Alpaca Nation 87, Eva Marie, not good. Do you not remember her falling to Alexa Bliss?
Can we go back for a second?
Say again?
Can we go back for a second? What was the word that they used right now? Inconsiderate?
Yes, that was.
Sorry, I hate to say it, but also not choosing to get vaccinated is inconsiderate as well.
It is.
FYI.
Sorry, just to go back to Alpaca Nation and said, do we not remember Alexa Bliss falling over in the playground? Of course I remember it.
Copyrighted.
Incredible acting. Diego said, hey guys, can't watch live, but here's my ultra chat. I know everyone is sad for the releases, but I'm actually sad for the still employed. I want Ricochet and Dijak free to be elsewhere. The legit underboss, can we all speculate what Jackson Ryker has on WWE that he still has a job, but Keith Lee doesn't? Let's not ask for other people to be fired now, Denise.
He knows where Elias's dead body's at.
The only one.
Solve the mystery.
Congratulations, you heard it here first.
And lastly, Skywalker Club. The only safe ones are Reigns, Lashley, McIntyre, New Day, Lynch, Rollins, and AJ Styles. Well, that was a huge, huge show. And I agree, we barely didn't even touch the surface on a lot of that. Alex, Queen of the Ring, thank you so much for joining us on the show. As always, a pleasure to have you here. What would you like to plug and promote?
Thanks. Also, yeah, thanks for having me. Y'all have a good podcast. Y'all run a good system here. Thank you for inviting me every time. So really just Church of Joshi. I just want to plug Church of Joshi. We have a show this Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern time. And we have a subject that we are going to announce after I get off this show. So you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram to see who our subject is this Sunday. And of course, like, if you're not into Joshi wrestling, or not really not into Joshi wrestling, but if you don't know too much about Joshi wrestling and you want to get into it, come follow us. We'll gladly guide you to the right direction. And also the rest of my New York Comic Con exclusive shirts, the Red Ringer logos, will be up today. Unfortunately, I'm not shipping to the UK because y'all are expensive, and I'm so sorry. That's not my fault. It's the shipping prices. But I will be releasing that today at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So if y'all are living in the States and you want to snag one, follow me and I will drop the link. That's all.
I wore my Chris Brooks t-shirt especially for you today.
I was going to ask, did you wear that shirt because of the Choco Pro?
Yeah, I'm proud. I was like, Alex is coming on the show today. I've got to bust out the Chris Brooks t-shirt to support my boy.
If anything, you're the Chris Brooks and I am your Mei Suruga. I can be your little goblin, if anything.
If Keith Lee's one of my special boys, Chris Brooks is my other one. I love that boy so much. He's so wonderful. Denise, what have you got coming up?
If they're your special boys, am I your special girl?
Oh, that's
your third one. Can I be the third special girl?
I was told to. So my wife said to me, I can't remember how we got into this conversation, which we're talking about. So we got a new start coming in on into the office. A girl is coming into the office as of next week. It's the first ever time that we've had like a girl in the office.
So ugh. She's going to spice things up for the better.
Well, absolutely, because she's an incredible editor. And like, but it also means that we've had to tidy up the office because it's an absolute state.
I love how men automatically think, oh, a woman's coming in, we got to clean.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
But just also, now, just when a woman is coming in, we need to clean all other aspects of it.
It hasn't been sorted since we left it in like February last year before the pandemic really kicked off. So it was like it needed to be done. So we've now done that because she's got style and like she's like actual like, you know, sensible person. And I was talking to my wife, she was like, you know, she's like, yeah, you don't really flirt with women. So you and Denise have got like real brother sister vibes. And I was like, huh, well, it's nice in a way, I suppose. I don't know, but do you think we've got brother sister vibes?
I don't know. I saw you more as a dad. Or as my crazy British uncle. Does that count, crazy British uncle?
Yeah, it works for me.
Y'all are just like companions, like Doctor Who, just perfect companions.
Oh, these would be an excellent companion.
Yeah.
I don't think my fiance would say the same thing. He thinks I'm that cuckoo crazy.
What have you got to promote, Denise? Of course, I know that you did a video. Alex, did you hear that she's done a video about WWF Forcible Entry, a CD that I have listened to over like 1,000 times and I've got an incredible extended amount of knowledge upon. And I was not asked to be on the video. And instead, Sean Ross Sapp, of all people, was asked to be on it. Man, I don't think he could spell music, let alone tell you anything about it, was asked to be on the show. Not me, though.
Luke, you're father now. You're going to be excluded now from things.
You're busy and you're also ripping that Limp Bizkit album. So,
it's so good. It's so good though.
All right. So finally, my promotion. Twitter and Instagram @_Denise Salcedo. Speak Now Pro Wrestling on F4W Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo and a bunch of other stuff. Just Google.
Denise, have you listened to the new Limp Bizkit album yet?
Hell no.
Why not?
I don't have time for that.
It's got dad vibes.
I don't give a damn.
Alex, what did you make of it?
Of the album? The Limp Bizkit album?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it. I watched it. I haven't heard it full through yet. I've heard little snippets here and there. It sounds good. It's good. I'm into the classics. I'm into the break stuff, Nookie, all that stuff. So I don't know.
New album, because it sounds like the old stuff.
Maybe, I don't know. I still listen to my emo or scene hardcore kid music, so it's hard for me to branch out to new music.
Well, do you know what? We've got Matt McMuscles on the show next week, and that boy knows his Limp Bizkit, so it's going to be a grand old time. Denise won't be on the show next week, though, will you? Because you'll be going to AEW Full Gear.
Exactly. So you guys will hear of me, but I just won't be on the show, unfortunately. Sorry.
That's absolutely fine. You're more than welcome to take time off the show. It's just very funny because you used to have a bitch and moan at me for taking time off this show. And now you've missed
Yeah, but I'm missing because I'm going to go work. I got to travel and get places. I'm not just missing because I wanted to take Christmas off.
I had a kid. Anyway, that's all we've got time for on this edition of the podcast. Thank you all so much for watching as always. And thank you to this episode sponsor, beer52.com/WrestleTalk. Get yourself 10 free craft beers on us. Thank you all for watching. Jam that jam, everyone. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Denise. Jam that jam. Jam that jam.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.